from DiamondMindMedia.com. This is the Brookhaven Chronicles. Stories from apartment number 13.
This is DJ Raspy, welcoming you to the Brookhaven Chronicles. Stories from apartment 13.
Hey.
This is Curtis, everybody.
I'm Spooktooth Man. How y'all doing out there?
That was Curtis, one of the residents here at the Brookhaven, who actually has a story a little bit later on in the show about how he was kidnapped by pirates.
Pirates?
Pirates.
Oh, no, man. I was really, really rigid. You know, I was not frigid when I was going on my pigeon boot, but she said, hey, you want to go fishing?
So what we're going to try to be doing on the Brookhaven Chronicles is Raspy's bringing me some stories, and some of them are stuff that he's written, as he is a writer. And other stories are going to be from our crazy, crazy neighbors at the Brookhaven.
I don't even know where to start, but I was in, I started at Catalina, man. It was like, well, man, I got kidnapped by this girl and on a yacht. But to all you out there.
What the hell is, what's a Curtis?
That I don't know where the heck I was going. I was really fantasizing on what the heck I was doing and didn't even fantasize on that. But she said that she was going to take me back. And her boyfriend said, oh, well.
Her boyfriend, was he a pirate?
All right, Curtis.
Oh, he wanted to get down to really juicy stuff, and I wasn't really into that.
Curtis. Yeah. All right, man. Tell us about when you say you were kidnapped. when you say you were kidnapped, no one's gonna believe you, man. Tell us about how did this happen? Like, were you?
Well,
you were on a boat. You got shanghaied. What happened? Man?
Me and my wife were in Canada, and we were really, really at a bar, and she said, "Oh, do you want to go out and have a dance hall and, you know, go out and have a party?" And I said, we'll take you fishing. We'll take care of your husband for a while. And I said, well, what the hell? She's got all right. She's going to be all right. She had a motel. She had all my credit cards. But I forgot to leave her my wallet on top of that. And then on top of that. And it's really got really, really got snowy out there, if you know all your listeners what I'm saying. And
so you were out on Catalina Island.
Yeah.
And your wife was back at the hotel.
Yeah.
And then you were out partying, is that what happened?
Oh yeah, definitely, dude. It got really rambunctious, man.
Okay, so how did you get shanghaied?
Well, the dude and the girl started, you know, they brought me on their yacht. He gave me full control of it. And they said, well, how are you going to, you know, are you going to drive the boat? Yeah. You know, and I said, okay, halfway home. I said, how am I going to get back? I was thinking to myself.
Man, are you on drugs right now, dude?
Oh, no, man, not at all, man. And I was thinking, whoa, dude, that's really frantic. And I said, well,
so they just took you out in the ocean and they passed out, or what happened?
Whoa. Yeah, they after dumo hemosexual or whatever, and they were, I'm not even going to laugh about it. I'm trying to, but I can't even get over it. But I said we were going to go fishing, and it was a turmoil for me. It was a pretty tough experience,
road.
So you were stranded out. Man, are you on drugs right now, dude?
Oh, no, man. Not at all, man.
All I caught was that it was snowing in Catalina.
Been snowing at your apartment.
Well, yeah, because they told me to start the boat and told me to get out the boat. And I said, are you going to swim home? And it started snowing for them, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but, I know what you're saying.
You know, it's pretty self-explanatory.
You're listening to part one of a three-part series, The Curtis Interviews, on the Brookhaven Chronicles on diamondmindmedia.com. You can email us at brookhavenchronicles@gmail.com. This next segment is from a band called Interphase, hailing from Vancouver, British Columbia. Here's Interphase with No Friend of Mine. That was Interphase from British Columbia with No Friend of Mine. And you're listening to the Brookhaven Chronicles, part one of three of the Curtis Interviews from DiamondMindMedia.com.
Man, are you on drugs right now, dude?
Oh, no, man. Not at all, man.
Okay, so, all right. So you're out on this boat. These people invited you fishing. You're out on this boat with them.
Yeah.
And they like, how did you end up in control of the boat? How did they end up, like, kidnapping you?
Well, they told me to jump out in the middle of the ocean.
Like they weren't going to go back?
No, they weren't going to take me back at all.
No, but were they headed?
So they were going to kill you?
No, they weren't going to actually
kill me.
But what surprised me was, you know, I finally talked to him, or his girlfriend did, and said, you know, catch me on the next cruise back. But I got, how to explain this? They really frustrated me. I had to buy my ferry back to the, you know, road, but I thought I was really in chaos.
Okay, so let me see if I can just summarize.
Clarify it for a rest.
Clarify, as I understand it. You're in Catalina, right?
Yeah.
It's snowing, and...
Yeah, they were basically really snowing.
Some, and doing everything else, but loose.
But, like, some pirates pick you up and force you to get on a boat, and then they give you control of the boat.
Yeah.
Then they drop you out in the middle of the ocean, right? Or what?
They took me to nowhere. Land. I was put in a very hairy situation at one time, and I was very self-defiant of my own well-being and what they didn't say and how they were doing it. And yet I thought about, you know, how am I going to get back? And boy, did I get a hot kicker.
They were pirates.
Yeah, they were pirates. They were doing the sexual thing.
Did they threaten to not take you back?
Yeah. That's basically it.
How did they threaten you? What did they say?
They said, well, either jump out or swim.
What, did they think you were a cop or what?
Basically, yeah.
Man, are you on drugs right now, dude?
Oh, no, man. Not at all, man.
Are you a cop?
No.
So how did you get away from it? Like, when they told you to get out, like, jump, what did you say?
I said, no.
Did you say it like that?
No.
And so they forced you, like, did you overpower them? Was there a fight? How did you end up staying on the boat?
I talked to her girlfriend after she started doing him on the boat.
Were you talking to her while she was doing him?
No, I was driving the boat, and he was aggravated because I was going forward and backwards and, you know, everything else. You know, it was crazy. I was going forward and backwards and, you know, everything else. You know, it was crazy.
Man, are you on drugs right now, dude?
Oh, no, man, not at all, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, Curtis from the Brookhaven. Parting words for the worldwide audience.
Well, everybody, I hope you don't get taken on a boat. Have a smooth sailing and have a good cruise. Haha. But I wish to everybody a happy, happy good news.
You've been listening to part one of the Curtis interviews on the Brookhaven Chronicles, courtesy of DiamondMindMedia.com. You can email me at BrookhavenChronicles@gmail.com. Stay subscribed for part two. Coming soon from the Brookhaven Chronicles, stories from Apartment 13. The Brookhaven Chronicles was produced by DJ Raspy and Creepy Sleepy Dan. Special thanks to Curtis. My name is DJ Raspy.
Man, are you on drugs right now, dude?
Oh, no, man, not at all, man.